Pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's good to be back. Louisville got hit with a storm, so we had to rerun an old show yesterday because everything in the studio was down. But we're back, and we're staying back this time. I went and got some backup power supplies that I'll be installing in the next few days, so this shouldn't happen again. Okay. Got a great show planned for you today. Later in the show, we're going to have Jim Marlowe on for the third installment. We're going to be talking about mixed type metabolism, people who benefit from both proteins and carbohydrates, how to tell if you are one, and the proper way for you to satisfy your body's need for both of these macronutrients. But before we do that, we're going to have Steve Lapidus from Age Force on. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Carl. Good to be back.
Yeah, and exciting stuff going on at Age Force. Age Force is a company that does not let moss grow on it. Is that a fair statement, Steve?
I would say we're a research and development company, and our main thrust, our energies are putting a laboratory to innovate new product.
Right. And you get a lot of feedback from your listeners. I mean, I'm sorry, listen. Well, from the listeners of this show, but from your clients who tell you, hey, I wish you had this. I wish you had that. And you guys don't take that feedback lightly. I mean, you snap right into action, don't you?
Well, we do, and I think I've mentioned this before on the in one of the prior interviews, Carl. The Age Force division or internet website and Age Force is a relatively small division of our company. Our main thrust is medical division to doctors, hospital clinics around the world, and distributors that service that market.
Right.
But we don't deal with the consumer in those markets. So what we love about Age Force is we're dealing directly with the consumer, and the feedback that you just mentioned is invaluable to us. The phones never stop, and the emails keep coming in, and the feedback helps us do a better job, helps us correct shortcomings, and most important, helps us to take a hard look at new product.
Yeah, there you go. And we're going to be talking about not only a new product today, but once again, from the demands and requests of your audience, your buyers, a revamped product. First of all, let's talk about the new product. So Age Force now has, in a transdermal delivery product, melatonin. Tell us a little bit about that product.
Well, I'll repeat what I've said before. The list of formulas and formula substances that we can deliver transdermally keeps growing as the science of transdermal delivery.
Let's take that a step further for a second. The reason, as you've said numerous times on this show, there are some amazing supplements out there, some amazing formulas. What Age Force is actually doing is not reinventing the wheel, but just making the wheel roll faster.
Exactly. Improving the delivery of those formulas.
And some of these things, like melatonin, for instance, can actually be tweaked, if you will, by taking them transdermally because of the sustained delivery mechanism.
You hit it right on the head, Carl. When we took a look at melatonin, we said, here is a great, great supplement, a supplement that tens of millions of people worldwide use. It's a supplement that is not found in food, so you just can't get it in your diet.
You can, but in minuscule amounts. Walnuts and certain types of tart cherries do have some residual amounts of melatonin, but not the kind, not the amount that
They won't elevate the plasma melatonin in humans to any great degree. So, we focused in on that, and then we said, hey, you know, most people, and again, I'm going to address this in our conversation later because there are so many other benefits of melatonin other than getting a good night's sleep, but most people take oral melatonin, pill, a capsule, before they go to sleep to get a better night's sleep. And it is, melatonin is incredibly effective in accomplishing that. But we took a look at this and said, hey, you know, something's wrong here. You take a pill or a capsule, before you go to sleep to help you go to sleep, but it's 3, 4, 5, 6 hours before that capsule, the formula, is in your bloodstream really working to help you get to sleep. And that's just not a knock at the melatonin oral.
Yeah,
melatonin,
but I'm not attempting to disagree with what you just said, but to add to it. In my experience personally with melatonin, because I've taken melatonin for well over a decade because of its pleiotropic effects. Melatonin is not only a sleep aid, it's the most powerful antioxidant produced by the body. And
no question.
The only antioxidant that successfully crosses the blood-brain barrier without exception. Now, with that being said, it can aid you in so many different areas of your life, and it's been shown to be chemoprotective. People with ultra-low melatonin levels or interrupted melatonin pulses, like night workers, develop colorectal cancer at a 5-fold greater rate than people who get good sleep every night. And the link has been clearly made by Dr. Russell Ritter that it's the lack of melatonin production that these people experience that actually leads to that colorectal cancer development. So melatonin is magic. There's no doubt about it. But the way I see it is the real problem with the tablets is when you take a tablet or a pill of melatonin, it hits you. Okay, let me go back for a second. The way melatonin usually works is at dusk, the body starts to produce it. And
correct.
It slowly escalates its production up until about 3 or 4 a.m. in the night, when then it starts to come down and you're adrenal glands start to, they have a reciprocal relationship with melatonin. The adrenals start to kick in and producing the wake-up hormones, which then they start to peak by morning time. Okay, with that being said, most melatonin tablets, and the listeners out there can probably agree with what I'm about to say, hit you so fast that generally you wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning wide awake because they're in the bloodstream, they dissipate, they're gone, and what happens because of the negative feedback loop, the pineal gland says, oh, there's a lot of melatonin in the blood. I'm taking the night off. Then all of a sudden the melatonin is gone and the pineal gland goes, wait a minute. I can't spring into action that quickly. I'm a ramp up hormone. So you're left with a sharp drop off of melatonin that leaves you wide awake in the middle of the night. So the industry tried to find a solution. So they came up with what they called a sustained delivery or time release melatonin. Well, the problem with those products is, you wake up groggy in the morning because even though the adrenals want to kick in, they can't as long as melatonin is still present in the bloodstream. The body thinks it's still nighttime. So then what happens is the alarm clock goes off, but the adrenals never woke up. You wake up in the morning groggy for the first 2 hours of the morning. You're trying to wake up because you're waiting for the melatonin to clear to a degree that the adrenals will kick in and start producing DHEA and so on. So melatonin is one of those things that I really believe was made for transdermal delivery.
Well, and that's precisely why the patch, the science in our melatonin patch is a 6-hour transdermal delivery.
Beautiful.
Time release transdermal delivery. Because if you recall, some of our other patches, our HGH patch, our testosterone patch, what have you, the pre and post workout patch, the testosterone and the HGH, those are 10 to 12 hour time release delivery. But we felt that the 6-hour time release of the melatonin patch was optimum for those people that are using it for a better night's sleep.
Right, right.
But again, Carl, you know, coming back, you know, if you have a big meal, and then you, an hour, big dinner, or a snack before you go to bed, and then you take the melatonin, an oral melatonin capsule, a pill. You're going to have a 2-3 hour delay while the digestive process goes on in your stomach before that's moving into your small intestine.
Good point.
It's going to be dissolved. With our melatonin patch, put the patch on, you know, half hour before you go to sleep, and well, immediately upon the application, that patch is starting to deliver that 6 hour dosage over 6 hours. So we just felt that melatonin, and you said it before, it was absolutely tailor made for a transdermal patch delivery.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And you've touched on it. People kind of think about melatonin as a you know, help you get a better night's sleep, which it does, no question about it. But melatonin is a real sleeper. No pun intended, but it's a sleeper supplement because, as you said, a fantastically effective antioxidant. Trials going on right now that link the melatonin supplementation as a potential not a cure, but an aid in fighting obesity.
I buy that because if you get people to sleep properly, insulinogenic process occurs at a proper rate, and they don't store fat as readily, and they don't crave carbs the next day as readily. So I can see how that can happen. We have to take a quick commercial break.
Yeah, sure.
We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. I want to talk more about some of the other effects of melatonin, and I want to talk about a study that was done by Dr. Russell Ritter probably 15 years ago. That really was the one that made people go, wow, this melatonin stuff is amazing. We need to know more about it. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you can get the new melatonin patch. And as always, my listeners get the deepest discount. You get 50% off your first order, so you can try it without any risk at all. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the melatonin patch banner ad. Click it. And try the new AgeForce transdermal melatonin patch today. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. AgeForce introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost
drugs during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart.
Every month for the next 6 months, we will be giving away 18 Shaker Pro shaker bottles to 18 lucky listeners. August is here. Don't wait another moment. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Shaker Pro banner ad. Enter your name and information, and you could be one of the 18 lucky winners in August. August is good. We just rolled the promotion out midway through the month, and we're only going to go through the end of August. So chances are there's a good possibility you can win. 18 free Shaker Pro bottles given away every single month for the next 6 months on Superhuman Radio. Check it out. My guest is Steve Lapidus. We're talking about the melatonin patch. And rightfully so, you were talking about, as we went into the break, research that is being done now that shows that melatonin can actually have a profound effect on obesity, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Melatonin has also been shown by the Madonna del Grazie Institute in Rome to actually stave off early menopause in women as they were going through it. And it's understandable. Melatonin is a hormone that has pleiotropic effects on other hormones. Women who don't sleep well go through early menopause. It's well known. Putting them on melatonin can actually keep them from going through menopause. Some women who are already suffering amenorrhea reestablish their periods again once they went into this study. And all they did was take melatonin about 2 hours before bed and then went to sleep like they normally did. Also, if you look at some of the Dr. Russell Ritter is known as the godfather of the pineal gland. He has written more studies, over 700 peer-reviewed studies in his career. I had him on the show a few years ago. Back then, he was in his 70s, taking melatonin his entire life, and as sharp and mentally agile as anyone I had ever met before. You'd never believe he was in his 70s. And he was the individual who was responsible for a study about 15, 20 years ago, where they took old rats and young rats and they pinealectomized the rats and switched their pineal glands. So they put the old pineal glands in the young rats and the young pineal glands in the old rats and watched them. And the young rats got old right before their eyes and the old rats became young. And this is when it was first thought that melatonin was an anti-aging miracle. This is when it was first understood the importance of melatonin and obviously proper sleep patterns as well.
There are studies going on right now that, trying to replicate that.
Yeah, and that was the problem with his study. The study was that no one ever replicated it, so it didn't get a lot of gravity, but they're looking back at it now. And there may be more to it than just melatonin, don't get me wrong. But we do know that people who sleep well, who keep melatonin production intact or supplement with melatonin, clearly the better quality sleep leads to a myriad of benefits in their life.
Here are a couple of other benefits that are again, all subjects of clinical trials and at early stage, very, very promising. Melatonin could be extremely effective in combating a cluster headaches and migraines.
Wow. Very cool.
Here's one. Drug abuse. It is shown to be very effective with cocaine addiction.
Oh, helping them rid themselves of the addiction, you mean?
That is correct.
Wow.
Or minimizing the cravings.
Interesting.
Here's one that is very interesting to us. I don't know a lot about it, but I know there are several clinical trials going on where melatonin might be a tool in the weapon against in the treatment of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive activity disorder.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that as well. I can see that as well.
Anti-aging, you talked about obesity, we talked about antioxidant. Some studies, very inconclusive but ongoing, with respect to Alzheimer's disease and delaying the onset or minimizing symptoms.
Right.
It's a remarkable supplement.
Yeah,
and,
yeah absolutely.
We were very, very, when we developed the patch, your listeners, if they visit our website, Carl will see that we've priced it very, very aggressively.
I wanted to talk about the pricing, because not only is it a great price, but they're getting 50% off their initial order to try
that
it.
That makes it
ridiculously cheap. How much is the normal price for the melatonin, the monthly supply of melatonin patch?
A 30-day supply, which is 30 patches, because we are assuming, no joke, that people sleep every day.
Right.
Sleep every day. So 30 patch, which is a month supply, is low as $19.95
wow.
for a month supply via the auto ship.
Right.
Now, at the 50% discount, so you're in that for $10.
Right.
For $10 for your first month, and we think that it's a phenomenal product, a phenomenal patch, and it's going to give some real perceivable benefit. People are going to use it and just realize how good it is.
And keep in mind that I use melatonin and my Earth Pulse Magnet. For those of you out there who are wondering, when I talk about that, I've been taking melatonin for over a decade. I still use melatonin. I use a very low dose of melatonin, but I still use melatonin because of its pleiotropic effects, not just its effects on sleep. The magnet definitely lulls me into sleep and keeps me asleep, but the melatonin does so many other things for me that I don't want to lose just because I'm using the magnet.
It's called the hormone of darkness.
Yeah, right.
Melatonin.
All right, so there you go. That's the melatonin patch. Check it out. The coupon code is SHRMEL. You save 50% off your initial order to try it. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad that says the melatonin patch for Age Force to check it out. Now I want to move on to something else that's equally exciting. We did our first show about the testosterone boosting patch some time ago, and we've had lots of people, overwhelming number of people who say they love it. We've had some non-responders who said that it didn't do anything for them, when you look at a company, you see companies out there that do the least amount of work for the maximum amount of profit. So you would say to yourself, okay, well over 90% of the people love it. Less than 10% of the people are non-responders. This is a winner. Let's not change it. But no.
If it's not broke, don't fix
right.
it. But that's not our attitude, Carl.
Steve,
you know
that's right.
Well.
Steve came to me and said, we want to make some modifications to the Age Force Testo 100 patch. What do you think we could do to this that would actually not only benefit the people who are already taking it, but perhaps even close the gap on the non-responders? So we sat down and we looked at the different pathways that testosterone is both conserved and produced. And now there are three new ingredients in the Testo 100 patch. The first is D-aspartic acid, which is found very, very high degrees in gonadal tissue, which has been proven in a dose-dependent basis to elevate testosterone levels. This is not some newcomer to the testosterone-boosting world. People have known about D-aspartic acid, or D-aspartate, as they like to call it. Some of those people like to differentiate themselves, that it does work. And lots of natural bodybuilders out there are using
D-aspartic acid to raise their testosterone level. So now D-aspartic acid has been added to the list of ingredients in the Testo 100 patch. But now we're taking a couple different approaches. We're looking to raise testosterone, granted, but we also want to raise free testosterone and conserve testosterone, because what good is raising testosterone if it, a lot of it is being bound up or converted to other hormones? So Age Force has now added stinging nettle root to the Age Force Testo 100 blend so that it now has a sex hormone binding globulin reducing effect. And stinging nettle root has been around, or stinging nettle, whatever you want to call it, has been around for a long time. It's well known to reduce the production of sex hormone binding globulin and thus increase free testosterone or unbound biologically active testosterone.
We were amazed at how effective it is.
It's an I got to tell you something. Stinging nettle root, Elisa, my co-host Elisa Profumo, has been actually preparing a show. She's going to be doing a show for women starting in about 45 days. And one of her initial shows, because of a listener, asked this question, a female listener, about the effects of stinging nettle root or stinging nettle. Stinging nettle is an amazing, amazing supplement. It has so many benefits. But in this particular application, what Age Force was looking for was the reduction of sex hormone binding globulin. There's no argument that it works. It's not like we're saying, hey, here's this new magical thing. We're not, you know, here's one study that, no, there's plenty of studies out there that show that stinging nettle is an effective sex hormone binding globulin reducer. So now that's in the patch. And the granddaddy of all aromatase inhibitors, the king of the over-the-counter suicide aromatase inhibitors, androstenedione, which I used transdermally for years back in 2003, 2004, 2005, very effectively. It's a wonderful compound. Very small amounts are needed when you use it transdermally. So now it will all, the new Testo 100 patch will also help you conserve testosterone and improve free testosterone or biologically active testosterone levels by suppressing the aromatase enzyme. So I have a feeling that with this little nudge in three different pathways, increasing testosterone, decreasing sex hormone binding globulin, and decreasing aromatase enzyme, those people out there who have been using the Testo 100 patch are in for a pleasant surprise. And for those of you out there who may have used it and didn't see any results, you may want to try it now.
And I might add, Carl, that we started shipping the new formula on July 25th. So, you know, we have a huge amount of your listeners use the Testo 100 via the monthly auto ship.
They're already getting it.
A running change, July 25th, the new formula started to ship.
Were they notified that this was a new product when they got it?
We put inserts in the with their delivery.
But in case they overlooked it, if you got your Testo 100 patch auto ship delivery after July 25th, chances are it's the new blend, and you may have noticed.
Not chances are it was the new formula. All shipments July 25th.
Okay.
And onward.
Okay.
The new formula.
So there you go. I was just taking transit time into, you know, somebody may have gotten shipped the 23rd but didn't arrive
right,
until the 23rd.
Right. Understood.
Yeah,
understood.
There you go.
All right. We're excited about it. And again, there was a, you and I started talking about, and Carl, a real thank you from our company for making those suggestions. Carl's our unofficial independent formula consigliere.
Steve, I'm helping them with another product. Steve sent me an email yesterday saying the board of directors are thinking of firing me because I haven't moved fast enough. So I'm technically an unpaid employee now of Age Force. So
there you go. But what's interesting is, you know, we had these discussions about these three new supplements to further strengthen what is and continues to be a great formula. We had those discussions 6-8 weeks ago.
Right.
What the delay, of course, is if we go back to the lab and we take these substances and we have to find out if we can deliver them transdermally.
Right. Right. Right.
So that was all done and established.
Correct. That's correct. The new formula shipping, it's spectacular. And, elevating testosterone levels for those that need it. Terrific.
Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about, for those of you who've never bought the Testo 100 patch but may want to get in now, that it has diaspartic acid, androstenotrione, and stinging nettle in the batch. We'll talk about pricing when we come back and how you can save 50% on that as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true.
I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. VeryIntensePleasure.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you've never tried a Quest protein bar before, you're missing out. Quest now has 3 amazing new flavors. They have berry, they have apple pie, and they have chocolate. I can't stop eating the apple pie. They're so good. You can get 2 free Quest protein bars by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Quest protein bar banner ad. You pay nothing for shipping and handling. You get 2 full-size bars in the mail, and I promise you, you will love them. They are so good. I eat them every day. My guest this hour is Steve Lapidus from Age Force. Later in the show, we'll have Jim Marlowe doing the 3rd installment
on the metabolic typing, eating for your metabolic type. We're doing mixed type, protein, carb type people, and that'll sum up the three-part series. Okay, Steve, when we went into the break, we were just about to talk about the pricing of the Testo 100 patch. Has it changed in pricing? Has it gone up?
No, we did not change the pricing. Stayed exactly the same.
Okay, so that is what is the pricing, and then obviously first time buyers get a 50% off, correct?
Yeah, the pricing the melatonin patch is $59.95 for a month's supply, and then of course the 50% discount. Something I might mention because I believe it or not, I've heard from many, many, many international listeners to your program,
Carl. Yeah, I know.
We, about a month ago, we added a fourth order option to our website for all products. We have the auto ship, which is the monthly auto ship. We have a 30-day if you want to just try something for 30 days and then you have to reorder. Or we have a 90-day option for those that use products, don't like auto ship for whatever reason, and just, you know, want to order when they order, the 90-day order option. We added a 180-day or a 6-month order option about a month ago, and it's been incredibly successful, especially with international customers, because we ship a 6-month supply for the same price we ship a 30-day supply.
And also to our international listeners, these come in what would be considered a traditional manila envelope. This is not a box.
We ship via United States International Priority Mail in a document envelope.
In a document envelope. Thank you.
Yeah, the patches are flat, so there's no customs.
Because it's a flat, it gets in very easily. So for those of you who live in countries where you don't want to be dealing with paying customs fees or
any
of that
sort of
stuff.
Duties or what have you, yes. Carl, you're talking about $100 savings to an international customer. That $100 in just shipping and handling charges that are saved if they order the six month supply.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a new order option, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it.
Cool. All right. So, I also want to mention something else before we get off track, because we're talking about the 50% off discount. We've had some people who have been abusing the 50% off discount on a variety of different products. Steve, explain the way the 50% discount is supposed to be used.
The 50% discount that we set up for any product that we're advertising on Superhuman Radio is meant as an incentive for someone to try the product. It is not meant as an ongoing 50% discount, for obvious reasons. You know, we're a for-profit company. We're not embarrassed to say that. And with a 50% discount, we are not making the type of profit. In some cases, we're losing money, but we're not making the type of profit we need to stay in business.
You know, let me mention something here. I come from the corporate background. Okay. I know that initial customer trial is critical. In order to get people to buy something, sometimes you have to give them an incentive to try it first, see if they like it, and then they'll continue to buy it. Very few companies in this day and age give those kind of incentives, because they'd rather get you to buy something full price up front, because there's a high probability you won't like it, and they don't want to give up any profits on that one sale, probably the only sale they're going to get from you. So initial customer trial is critical. And when companies do these type of initial customer trial bonuses, like a discount, like 50% off, they're designed to let you try the product at a limited risk. The company is actually making an investment in you. They're saying, okay, we're not going to charge you the full price, which we could. We're going to charge you half the price. So we're going to take a little hit on this deal. But we're so convinced you're going to like the product, you're going to buy it again.
Exactly. So, and we hope that those reorders come to us. We hope and expect the reorders to come to us at our website pricing, our normal pricing, which is very, very competitive. You know, it's interesting, Carl. I might add, you know, a lot of people have a feeling, when they think of supplements or vitamins, that the profit margins are enormous. I can tell you that if we were manufacturing pills, capsules, or powders,
it would be.
We would be enjoying right. enormous profit, and we would be thrilled to sell it 50% off all day long.
Right.
Because the profit margins in pills, capsules, tablets, powders are enormous.
Right.
In the transdermal patch arena, the profits are not what they are in pills, capsules, powders.
Right.
Transdermal patch technology, the cost of the patch, the medical patches, and the amount of laboratory procedures that are required are such that it's a great business, but it is not exorbitantly profitable. You know, good profits, but at 50% off, no profit.
Okay.
But that's the investment spending we're willing to make to get, you know, the Superhuman Radio visitor to trial our products. We have confidence in the products, and we know that with trial, we're going to build our customer base. But we need to build that customer base at not at 50% off, but at, our pricing, our regular pricing.
Now you have in the past honored the 50% off for a few customers who came in and double and triple dipped. Because I know you copied me on the emails, but that's going to stop right now.
What our company policy is that when a customer comes back the second time with a 50% discount, in the past we have we've honored the discount. We send an email to the customer telling them that we've honored the discount, but with all due respect, please, in the future, it's obvious that you like our products because of the reorder.
Right.
But please, no more 50% discount.
Right.
Again, I was waiting for this interview because it's a great way to communicate to your listeners, and it's just unaffordable for us to keep honoring a 50% discount to a customer that has already enjoyed that.
Right, right. Because the way your business model works is you've only budgeted for one 50% discount per customer, based on a certain lifespan of the customer buying products, and you can't just keep double dipping. So please don't take advantage. If you did it without realizing, if you misunderstood, you thought that my listeners get a continuous 50% off constantly, ad infinitum. That's not the case. It's just the initial customer trial. The first time you go to the website, whatever you buy, right? In other words, if you go to the website and sign up for, the 6 month supply that you just spoke of, they get 50% off the 6 month supply or just the first month?
The entire 6 month supply, but please don't come back with the next 6 month supply.
With another 50% off, right.
Asking for the 50% off. That's not fair. That's not fair to us.
Right. Okay.
And I think people understand that, and again, we're very customer oriented. We've had, Carl, I don't think I've copied you on this, but, we've had some customers that ordered a 90-day supply. They came back, asked for another 90-day supply at the 50% off, and we said back, hey, we can't do that, but how about a month? We'll give you an extra month free merchandise just to take a little,
make you feel better, like we're meeting you halfway.
We work with people, and we find most people, work with us and are very fair-minded. So
okay.
We don't want to overdo this, but, just wanted to mention.
Okay. We have to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I have questions from listeners directed to you, Steve Lapidus.
Okay.
We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. They have a wide variety of products. And I can tell you, because I've actually had a peek behind the curtain, there are some great products coming as well. This is a great product right here, this new melatonin patch and the upgraded Testo 100 patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ads, use the coupon codes, and get on board. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, Jim Marlowe. We're going to cover the third installment of the Metabolic Type series. We're going to be talking about mixed type metabolism, those people who thrive by eating both proteins and carbohydrates. And right now we're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force about new products. Steve, a few listeners actually messaged me on Facebook during this interview. And I know you answered this question in a previous interview already. They want to know, do you use any of your own products? And if so, which ones you use?
I use the melatonin patch. I've been using it for actually 6 months. I've been using it as part of our internal trials before the patch was available. I used that. And I used the testosterone patch.
The Testo 100.
Testo 100, yes.
You said that during the interview when we... And at that time, you also gave your age. Would you do that again?
71 years young.
Okay. And the testosterone patch you use not because you're a bodybuilder type, but because of the benefits of maintaining youthful testosterone levels as you age.
Exactly. To me, energy, it's like the feeling of after a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Everything looks great.
Right.
Feel good, ready to attack the day. I've been using the testosterone patch now for quite a while.
Why not the GH patch? Growth hormone has a myriad of benefits also as we age. Why not the power patch?
I use upon occasion, and I'll do a month on and a month off with our extra strength patch, the homeopathic HGH patch. because I'm not in the gym. By the way, I don't want people to think I'm a couch potato. You know, I do get out, and I 3-4 days a week, a good half hour, 45 minute brisk walk.
Right.
But that's my cardio, and right. I do some swimming and I play golf. But I do a month on, a month off with the extra strength patch, which is homeopathic. Which is formulated to stimulate my pituitary gland to produce more of my own natural HGH, as opposed to the power patch, which is just
Frank supplementation, right? Yes. Frank supplementation. You know, I notice differences. My listeners know that I'm on prescription growth hormone 5 days a week, and on the weekends I've been playing around with the power patch, and I can tell you that. A couple things happen when I use the power patch. If I use it in the daytime, if I put it on in the morning, especially if I've fasted that morning, I become severely hypoglycemic about 2 hours into it, which I can only assume is because of a rise in IGF-1, because the same thing happens when I do my IGF-1 shot after my workout if I don't have a post-workout meal right away. The other thing is when I put it on in the evenings, there's no doubt about it. I sleep continuously all night. Vivid dreams, and
we hear so many emails about vivid dreams. We must get 100 emails a month about people using the power patch. I'm having vivid dreams. Is this a negative? Is this something I should be concerned about? But it's a symptom of the patch working as advertised.
Yeah, and it's not something that makes you sleepy. It's not like as though when I use it in the daytime, it doesn't make me sleepy. It doesn't definitely.
HGH, it once you fall asleep, it encourages a deeper sleep cycle.
Well, I have a difference of opinion. And again, I am not accredited. I have no letters after my name, so I actually have license to put my foot in my mouth when I want to, because no one can threaten to take anything away from me. But I have a difference of opinion of why people have vivid dreams. And it's because of my experimentation with it during the daytime. If my theory is right, if the amount of growth hormone that's getting into the body is rapid and to a high degree, and there is a concomitant conversion to IGF-1 in the liver, and IGF-1 we know acts like insulin, thus the name insulin-like growth factor, and it does shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream, then the vivid dreams are as a result of a mild drop in blood sugar at night. We know that severe drops in blood sugar can precipitate nightmares. When you become hypoglycemic in the middle of the night, you have a nightmare. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. I challenge anybody to disprove that. There's lots of research that shows it. Well, if you just nudge blood sugar down a little bit, instead of having nightmares, you have vivid dreams. That's my reason. But if I'm right with my assumption, IGF-1 is going up because of the growth hormone is going up. So that means the patch is working.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Right.
That's my opinion.
Now there's one other product we use, which to me is a real I get a kick out of this. Our fast muscle recovery gel. I don't use it for fast muscle recovery because, as we've discussed, I'm not in the gym, I'm not working out, I'm not, working the machines or the weights,
right,
or what have you.
Right.
But when I get a cramp, which typically I'll get once in a while, once every week or 2 weeks at night, my calf muscle will cramp up. You rub the fast muscle recovery gel on a cramped muscle, and Carl, I tell you, it's magic. In 15 seconds, that cramp is gone.
Why do you think that is? What is in the fast muscle recovery gel?
Its function is to bring oxygenated blood to the muscle group that you rub it on.
Okay.
The oxygenated blood and other associated nutrients in the blood. And I don't know the technical reasons, but it dissipates the cramp almost immediately.
Yeah.
So that's the other supplement I use that we manufacture, but not for its intended purpose, but for cramp relief, muscle cramp relief.
I'm just reading another message from one of the gentlemen who asked what you take. He said he bought a six-month supply order of the new Testa 100 this weekend and is going to send a month's supply to his father-in-law if he can muster up the guts to do so. I imagine at least one of us will respond well. I like that.
And he'll be getting, obviously getting a new formula, and we get orders. We ship quick, I tell you. I'm amazed at our order entry people and our warehouse, the way they coordinate. If we get an order before noon, it's out the same day.
Right, right. We've come to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead.
As always, it's been my pleasure, Carl.
Yeah, and let's summarize, too. The new melatonin patch, the 50% off coupon is SHRMEL. The new Testa 100 patch now has diaspartic acid, androstenedione, and stinging nettle to arrest sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme while increasing testosterone levels even to a greater degree. Once again, I got to go to our website for that coupon code, believe it or not, because I don't have it memorized. But the coupon code for that is SHR. No, that's the Power Patch. I'm sorry. The Power Patch is the 25 milligrams of growth hormone in a patch. That's SHRPP. And the Testa 100 patch, boy, oh, boy, I'm losing track of these things, Steve. I need a cognitive.
Need a cheat sheet.
Yeah, we need a patch that helps my memory work better. The SHR and the number 4 is the 50% off the Testa 100 patch. There you go.
Correct.
Great.
And, Carl, you mentioned it before. As I say goodbye to your listeners, I'm looking forward. If everything goes well in the lab, I hope you'll have me back next month, because we are working on an incredible new product.
Cool.
And you know about it. We gave you a little bit of a preview. But we're a pharmaceutical company, and we're secretive, so we're not going to say what it is. But it is a mind-blowing patch product.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, Steve, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Jim Marlowe on, and we're going to get into the discussion about part three of his three-part series, different metabolic types. We're going to be talking about mixed-type metabolism. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today. The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat,
fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Leave.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Showtime. This is the interview that puts it all together. We've had Jim Marlowe on the show before, and we have talked about the various metabolic types, eating in harmony with your metabolism, people who thrive by eating predominantly proteins and fats, people who thrive by eating predominantly carbohydrates, how to tell if you're one of them, what to do. But then there falls those of you out there who fall into the spectrum of possibilities that actually you're right in the middle and you thrive by having a balanced diet of proteins and carbohydrates. How do you determine if you're one of these people? What to do? How you doing, Jim?
Doing fine, Carl. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So this is the this is the combination of the discussions in the past. One would think, well, this is a simple one, but it probably isn't, is it?
People with mixed type metabolism actually have the most complex nutritional needs. They actually have the greatest variety of foods available to them as being truly beneficial to them. And I actually enjoy teaching people to follow more of a really optimal mixed type meal plan, actually more so than working with people with carbotype and protein type metabolism, because the mixed type nutrition plan that I've developed and that I teach people to follow does have a lot of variety, and there's a number of very fun aspects for me. I teach people, I really get into food combining with people with mixed type metabolism, and what I've developed and what I teach people really has a lot of value in helping them to experience anywhere from modest to major improvements in their health, depending on how faithfully they're following their nutrition plan.
Well, let me ask you this first of all. I mean, your small, and I say small group of clients, because as compared to the general population. Okay, mm-hmm. So your small
sure.
group of clients must represent sort of a microcosm of what is out there.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any insight into there seems to be a larger body of protein types versus carb types, or is there a larger body of mixed types versus, you know, any feel for that?
Yeah, most of the people I work with I assess as being in mixed type metabolism. And that makes sense to me because they are right in the middle of the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism, and I really think that's the best place to be in many ways, especially in America. You know, you can encounter a number of different climates in our country depending on what part of the country that you're in. But mixed type metabolism is like all season metabolism. Mixed types can benefit from the greatest variety of foods, one of the other ways I describe people with protein type metabolism is it's like winter metabolism. It's like, you know, the original protein types in the world were people that had to evolve metabolic activity that was compatible with basically existing almost entirely on just animal food.
You know, that makes perfect sense when you say winter metabolism or ice age metabolism, because there was nothing green to eat.
There's no plant foods or very little in the way of plant foods available. So it's like we've talked about Weston Price's work in the past. You know, Weston Price studied the Greenland Eskimos. The Greenland Eskimos were very strong protein types. They had evolved metabolic activity that could thrive on getting most of their calories from animal fat and animal protein with minimal amount of carbohydrate intake. Also the Native Americans in northern Canada, they were protein types. But then he also studied some cultures where the people were getting most of their calories from carbohydrates, like the Peruvians. They had the highest carbohydrate intake of any of the cultures that he studied. But people who are in mixed type metabolism, they have like all season metabolism as opposed to protein type metabolism. I also call that winter metabolism, and carbo type metabolism is like summer metabolism. It's like, you know, the original carbo types were people that evolved in a climate where there was fresh plant food available to them all year round, you know, in tropical climates or even subtropical climates. So I think that understanding that mixed types are like all season metabolism, I mean, they can benefit from both protein type appropriate foods, carbo type appropriate foods, and actually the more variety they have, typically the better they do.
Now, do if you are a mixed type,
yes,
can you eat a lot of protein because that's what's available, and then eat a lot of carbs? Or do you always have to have proteins and carbs in each meal?
Yes, that's what you want to have. Now, as far as how much protein, how much fat, how much carbohydrate you have, that depends on specifically where you are on the spectrum of possibilities within the mixed type area on the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. In the first show, I mentioned that although there's only three basic types of metabolism that are acknowledged, there's virtually an infinite number of potential variations within each type. And some people with mixed type metabolism, I call them classic mixed types. They're like right in the middle of the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. And they have like an equally strong need for animal foods and for plant foods. You know, it's like if they do like a 50-50 mix, that's typically going to work really well for them. But many mixed types are actually mixed types leaning toward protein types. In fact, that is specifically the most common type of metabolism that I find in the people that I work with. Mixed types of leaning toward protein types. And when you're a mixed type leaning toward protein type, you actually wanna give your body a little more high quality animal protein and animal fat to work with, and a little less in the way of carbohydrates. And of course, when I'm mentioning carbohydrates, you know, I'm including all sources of carbohydrates, including above ground vegetables, salad vegetables, you know, vegetables that are kind to a person's blood sugar levels rather than taking the blood sugar levels for a roller coaster ride.
Like starches, in other words. Or,
well, you know. Yeah, and you know, high carb vegetables like tubers and root vegetables, you know, it's like, you know, potatoes and parsnips.
Right.
But if you're a mixed type leaning more toward carbo type metabolism, then you actually want to increase your intake of plant foods in general, and more specifically, you want to consume more in the way of vegetable nutrition.
How do you know? Is there a look? Let me tell you why I ask this. Elisa Profumo, who co-hosts Casual Friday, and she's my executive producer. We were having this conversation. We feel that she's a mixed type because she loves proteins, but she doesn't eat red meat. It doesn't agree with her, and needless to say, she doesn't eat pork. She eats fish, she eats chicken, she eats eggs. She does not do well with dairy. Dairy doesn't agree with her. Although I haven't really gotten her to truly commit to trying raw dairy in a large amount to determine whether or not it does well with her.
Yeah, but there can be a huge difference there between raw dairy and the damaged pasture.
Well, she's not ready to take that step yet. I don't think she likes dairy. It's not been part of her life for so long that I don't think she likes it. But anyway, I mean, she eats yogurt, she eats cottage cheese, so I take that back. She does eat
something. Yeah, those are definitely dairy products.
Yeah. Milk she doesn't like. But anyway, so we were talking about this the other day. Some of the things that you spoke about, when you were talking about protein types, that they're thinking about the next meal at their meal.
Yeah.
I said to her one day, you know, I think you're a protein type. Then when we did the carbohydrate type, I said to her, you know, I think you may be a carbohydrate type. You know, I mean, and she's the type of person that if she misses a meal, she actually starts to become a little edgy. The small things can kind of throw her off a little bit. So she, the other night we were talking, she says, well, maybe I'm just a mixed type. I said, well, we're going to find out.
She got it.
How do you really know if you're a mixed type? Is that it? Is it that simple? It's like, I fit some of these qualities and some of these qualities.
First thing, for people to be aware of is identifying where you are in the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism is not difficult, okay? Everybody has metabolism, and if you pay attention to your own experience and you're familiar with the basic characteristics identifying carbotypes and protein types, especially those two metabolic types, they're at the ends of the spectrum of possibilities. So carbotypes and protein types have the most distinctive characteristics. They're actually the easiest to identify in a definitive way. And then where mixed types come in, Carl, is mixed types will identify with some of the carbotype characteristics. They'll identify with some of the protein type characteristics to varying degrees, but they won't just identify with carbotype characteristics or protein type characteristics. And some very distinctive characteristics that I've identified for people who are truly mixed types, it has to do with their food preferences. It has to do with what type of meals they really look forward to and they enjoy eating and they always feel good with. So do you want to hear about that now or do you want to take a break?
No. Oh, yeah. You know what? You're a better radio host than I am. I'm so enthralled in the discussion. I'm going, no, I want to hear it now, which is probably what the audience is saying. But
well, we'll keep them in suspense.
But the production group here is going, no, we have to take a commercial break. Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we will get this information from Jim Marlow, which I really want to hear. You know what? I think I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to him during the break. No, I'm only kidding. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at SuperhumanRadio.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Human Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As we all wait with bated breath for Jim Marlowe to speak the words. Okay, Jim.
So, the meals that mixed types really look forward to eating and enjoy eating and always feel good with are basically protein and vegetable combinations as a main entree. For instance, like a chicken vegetable soup, turkey vegetable soup, like a beef stew or a lamb stew, meat and vegetable combinations, but leave the starchy carbs out of the soups and the stews. You know, no potatoes and carrots in the stews, no rice or noodles in the soup because that messes things up. You want to basically just stick to high-quality protein and mostly above-ground vegetables. Like in soups and stews, you use celery and mushrooms, and you can put parsley and onions and garlic in there and any other vegetables that are lower in carbohydrate with your primary protein. So the reason you want to avoid starchy carbohydrates is because the starchy carbohydrates can actually dilute the metabolic value of the protein for a mixed type, and also it can lead to inefficient digestion activity for people with mixed type metabolism. Having starch with a protein is really only right for people with carbotype metabolism, and it's not even really ideal for carbotypes, but they're typically fine with it. But mixed types can do really well with a very common meal idea that many mixed types, I'd say all mixed types I work with enjoy, is simply having a salad with some protein. You know, having a really nice salad with spinach and lettuces and cherry tomatoes and cucumbers and bell peppers sliced up in a real nice oil vinaigrette dressing. And together with that, you have some red meat or some poultry or pork or fish or seafood eggs or some cheese as your primary source of protein.
There's a couple restaurants that Elisa loves to go to. And whenever we go to either of these two restaurants, she gets this amazing chicken salad that is just loaded with fantastic greens and some nuts. And one of them has even fig bread in it. And then, you know, like a whole chicken breast just sliced up on top of it. Mm-hmm. And she'll get that. I mean, I'll go and get a steak or a half of a rotisserie chicken as my normal meal because I can't wait to eat those two things. And and she even says sometimes, maybe I'll do something different. And she'll talk about all these other things, but then when the wait person comes up, she'll go, let me have the such-and-such chicken salad.
Well, ideally, a mixed type would do best if they had at least some of the dark meat along with the white meat, because a mixed type can actually benefit from both. Protein type should stick exclusively to the dark meat.
Yeah.
Carbo type should stick exclusively to the white meat. But mixed types actually should do some of both. And Whether they want to do more of the white meat or more of the dark meat, that's a personal preference, and that's usually going to be affected by whether they're a mixed type leaning more toward a protein type or a mixed type leaning more toward a carbo type or a classic mixed type right in the middle. They're probably going to enjoy the white meat or the dark meat equally. But mixed types can also do really well with very common food combinations like a chicken salad, a tuna salad, an egg salad, you know, basically meat and vegetable combinations. Something like chili. Chili is really meat, vegetables, and spices. Typical chili vegetables are tomatoes and onions and bell peppers, and you put that together with some really good quality ground meat, get some good chili spice in there. The thing is, leave the beans out. You don't want to do the beans because the beans are mostly starchy carbohydrates, and when you add the starchy carbohydrates to the meat, vegetables, and spices when you're making chili, you're messing things up. So you want to have chili what is known as Texas style. Chili Texas style is chili without the beans.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
So the food combining issue and also the order in which you eat your food is something I give a lot of attention to. Ultimately, what I have to offer people, my highest level of nutritional teaching, I call the art of nutrition. The art of nutrition for your mixed-type metabolism or your carbo-type metabolism and your protein-type metabolism. And in the art of nutrition, I give a lot of attention to more than just what you're eating. It's how you're eating it. It's the order in which you're eating your foods. For instance, I talked about in our show on protein type metabolism, the value of protein types, eating their protein first at every meal, and that's what you naturally gravitate towards.
Yeah,
Carl.
I did it just yesterday. We went out and I had the Cajun chicken breasts,
yeah.
And it came with rice, and I ate the chicken breasts first before I ate anything else. Once
and
I was,
and
done
was
with
that
those.
Satisfying to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you find the chicken breast to be as satisfying?
No, I am one of those people that you spoke about that I believe that it's better to eat the chicken breast because it's lean. But the truth of the matter is, when I make chicken soup, for instance, I will go out and get legs and thighs exclusively and make chicken soup with legs and thighs.
Mm-hmm.
When I eat a rotisserie chicken, I eat the chicken breast. But I suck the bones of the legs and the thighs. I mean, I get the marrow out. I chew the grizzle off the ends of it. It's a sight to be seen. And I don't leave any meat left on that carcass because I love the dark meat.
Well, I would recommend that you exclusively eat the dark meat and don't even bother with the white meat because if you really are in protein type metabolism, the white meat is really not the right type of protein for you. And it actually could lead to some increased work for your kidneys.
Really?
As identified, I've had a lot of experience doing blood test evaluations over the years. That's actually, I just gave a class this past weekend on understanding your own blood test results 101.
Right. Right.
When people are eating less than their best sources of protein for their metabolism, it often causes an elevation in the BUN on a blood test. BUN
right.
stands for blood urea nitrogen. That's your major metabolic byproduct from protein metabolism. It's a waste product. And the less efficiently your body is utilizing your protein, the higher the BUN is going to be. And that's an indication that there's more work for the kidneys to do. The kidneys are working harder.
And you know what? Whenever I go to the grocery store to buy chicken breasts, I always look over and see thighs and drumsticks like for 60 cents a pound. You know, it's like, wow, I could buy $10 worth and eat that for the rest of the week if I wanted to. And I'm going to do it. I am. I'm going to start because I do love them. I do enjoy them. I really, really do. I like the dark meat.
Listen to your body. Trust what it tells you.
You know, that in and of itself needs to crystallize in every person because I did a show with Randy Roach a couple years ago that our instincts and intuition have been bred out of us through civilization and societal changes.
Oh, yeah, that's very tragically true. Tragically true.
And we don't listen to ourselves. And quite often, we will abandon what we think we should do for what some quote-unquote expert or specialist tells us to do.
Yeah.
And that's a mistake.
I think one of my most valuable teachings is, and my friend Tom definitely reminds me of this. I was talking to him yesterday, and one of my most valuable teachings, according to him and other people, and also I can recognize this for myself, is that there is only one person who could truly ever be an expert on your health, and that's you, because you're the only one who knows how you feel in regard to anything you're eating or doing, especially on a day-to-day and moment-to-moment basis. Of course, you know, we can all benefit from seeking the guidance of people that have some more knowledge and understanding than we do about the general workings of the human body, but specifically, you know, we are the only person who could ever be an expert on our health. But we grow up in a culture where we get indoctrinated, even brainwashed, to believe that we always need to seek out an outside expert to tell us what's right, what's true, how we should be living our lives.
Jim, people can't raise children anymore without reading a book. They don't, yeah. We can't, that was my point when I did the show with Randy. It's like, we turn to books for everything. How to make our relationships work, how to raise our children, how to eat, how to
decorate our
home.
And there is a place for that. And you can learn something very useful, and you can learn more about yourself. But I think ultimately we have to learn to trust our own experience most of all. I mean, the greatest teacher is really our own experience.
Yes.
And it's going to be the most valuable teacher that you'll ever have is just, you know, paying attention to your own experience, and in regard to nutrition and health, you know, learning to listen to your body and trusting what it tells you. And one of the beautiful things about eating more in harmony with your metabolism is that it helps you to grow your nutritional intuition. Your nutritional intuition is a sense of what really is right for you, what feels right for you. We're all born with that. Women typically have a stronger sense of that than men do, but we all have that. And so how do you cultivate, how do you grow your intuition about nutrition or about anything? Well, there's only a few practices that really can grow intuition, and that is, first of all, you have to listen for it. Understand that it is there and listen for it, and then trust it when you hear it, and that's how you grow it. And as you eat more in harmony with your metabolism, and as you move toward metabolic balance is a beautiful place where your body is producing energy from protein, fat, and carbohydrate metabolism more and more efficiently. And as you move toward balance, you become increasingly sensitive in a healthy way to anything that's wrong for you, and you also have a clearer sense of what truly is right for you. But you get to the point where your intuition becomes clearer and stronger, and so you rely more on your own intuition, and you make the nourishing of your body less of an intellectual exercise and more of an intuition type of exercise, more of what feels right to you.
No, it makes perfect sense. It really is. It's funny when you were saying that women tend to be in touch with this more than men.
Oh, yeah.
And then you also used the word indoctrination a little earlier in the audience. And men are more susceptible to the process of indoctrination, I think, than women are. Evidence of this is that male babies cry more frequently than female babies up until the time that they start to understand the role of being a man. And then we don't cry at all. And that's a process of indoctrination. We lose touch with our emotions and the sensitive antenna inside of us that also leads to us making bad choices in food and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really amazing. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you to weigh in on a couple things, and I want to ask you some questions about the benefits of mixed type metabolism. We talked about this earlier before. We're talking with Jim Marlowe. Jim, how would you like people to contact you if they want to get in touch with you for help?
Well, they can call me at 773-506-7247, 773-506-7247, or they can also email me at riffandtheremedy@gmail.com.
And that's
riffandtheremedy. @gmail.com.
Perfect. Any plans on getting Skype?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Sorry to my international listeners. You'll have to email them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. The case against creatine starts now. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jim Marlowe about mixed type metabolism, people who thrive from both. But as you pointed out, these types of people tend to be slightly skewed towards protein, higher protein intake than necessarily carbohydrates, correct?
Yeah, most of the mixed types I work with, I assess as mixed types leaning more toward protein type metabolism. And when they start following the mixed type nutrition plan that I teach them, they feel much more satisfied with what they're eating. They have less cravings. They have more consistently good energy, mood, mental clarity. They feel the difference. In fact, a couple of mixed types that I've worked with recently in follow-up sessions with them, it was just very, very enjoyable to just kind of sit back and listen to them tell me how much better they feel since they've been following.
What are some of the adjectives they use when they talk about how they feel?
Well, let me actually read you some notes here.
Cool.
I learned a long time ago the value of taking a really good note. The better you take notes when you're working with people, the better the follow-up sessions go. Anyway, Jennifer is someone I assessed as a mixed type leaning toward a protein type. After she had been following her mixed type meal plan for about 3 weeks, this is what she reported to me. She's feeling great. Her energy is fantastic. She couldn't be happier. Donnell, I just had a follow-up session with her. She's feeling great, no cravings, not tired, and she said something absolutely beautiful. She counts me as one of her blessings.
Oh, wow, that's really nice. That's really, really nice.
It's very enjoyable to teach people how to eat more in harmony with their metabolism, and when they do it faithfully enough, and you don't have to be perfect, but when they do it faithfully enough, it makes such a noticeable a difference in their health and the quality of their life that it's actually quite enjoyable to have follow-up sessions with people and have them share with you enthusiastically how much better they're feeling.
Now, a good friend of mine, Billy Mitchell, was talking. He listens to the show. He's a pilot for Southwest Air. Whenever he's traveling, not obviously when he's flying the plane, but whenever he gets into a city, he'll download the most current show and listen. And he's been following this three-part series with great enthusiasm. And we were having dinner the other night, and he said, you know, Carl, what I don't get is we have these different metabolic types, but yet when somebody wants to just shed body fat, they go to a ketogenic style diet, which really would be a protein type because it's high protein, high fat, very little carbohydrates, usually right, under 60 grams of carbohydrates a day.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, that's true, I guess. I don't know. Let me ask Jim if that's true. Is that true? Is it true that people universally will shed body fat on a ketogenic style or high protein style approach, even if they're carbohydrate types?
Well, I haven't seen that reliably. You know, he's referring to the way people in protein-type metabolism are going to respond to a ketogenic diet, you know, where you're getting most of your calories from fat and protein, very little in the way of carbohydrates. You know, it's like the Atkins diet that we talked about previously.
Right.
If someone who is in protein-type metabolism follows the Atkins diet, they will lose weight, gain energy, and improve their overall
and
health.
And thrive. And actually, they could do it for their entire life, you said, unbeknownst to them. Right.
If you're a mixed type, you can lose weight on the Atkins diet if you have a lot of weight to lose. You can lose weight, but typically you're not going to feel very good on it. I've worked with mixed types who lost weight on the Atkins diet, and they actually got depressed after a while, and they actually felt lousy, and that's eventually why they stopped following it. Now, I have also worked with a few carbotypes that tried the Atkins diet. Usually a carbotype who tries the Atkins diet or any other low carbohydrate diet for longer than a day will feel so bad that there's no way they continue with it. I worked with this one woman who was eating a low carb diet. I assessed her as a carbotype, and she was seriously depressed. But her belief that the low carb diet was really the right way for her to eat was so strong that her belief was overriding what her body was telling her, that this is not right for you. And she tried to force it on herself, and she thought she was going through a detox period, and that she was, you know, eventually she was going to feel better, but she didn't feel any better. She continued to eat a low carb diet, and she needed a dramatic change in her meal plan that was much more appropriate for a carbotype metabolism. A carbotype might lose some weight initially following a low carb diet, but they're not going to feel good. And the longer they follow it, the worse they're going to feel. You know, it's just like a protein type who has been dealing with, say, some severe constipation. A protein type who chooses to eat an all vegan vegetarian diet for a few days, you know, to cut out all the animal foods and to eat just this plant foods because they have the belief that this is going to have a cleansing effect
right
on their body. They might be able to do that for a few days and actually get some benefits from it. But the longer they do that, you know, the more they're going to know that this is not right for them. You know, a protein type who tries to indeed vegan, vegetarian type of meals is going to become increasingly dissatisfied with what they're eating. They're not going to come close to satisfying their appetite. They're going to have increasing cravings, and they're going to begin to feel a very strange experience that I believe I've mentioned before. When a protein type is eating high carbohydrate meals, they begin to feel mentally wired but physically tired.
Yeah, you have said that.
Yeah.
Any changes in sleep patterns when people are not eating in line with their metabolism, in harmony with their metabolism?
Yeah, when you're not nourishing yourself the way your body truly needs to be nourished, which is the same as eating in harmony with your metabolism, there is the potential for dysfunction in every organ and system of your body, including the nervous system, especially the nervous system, parasympathetic activity and sympathetic activity, which are the two divisions of the autonomic nervous system that we've talked about previously. They are definitely affected by what you're eating and drinking. I mean, nutrition has a big impact on the autonomic nervous system. In fact, you know, there basically were two schools of metabolic typing that evolved. One of the schools of metabolic typing evolved by looking at the autonomic nervous system and determining whether people were protein types or carbotypes based on autonomic nervous system activity. I mean, a protein type can be someone who is parasympathetic dominant. A carbotype can be someone who is sympathetic dominant. But in the last show, I believe I mentioned that there's two kinds of protein types. You could either be a parasympathetic dominant protein type or a fast oxidizing protein type.
Right.
There's two kinds of carbotypes. You could either be a sympathetic dominant carbotype or a slow oxidizing carbotype. And then there are basically two kinds of mixed types as well. There's autonomically dominant mixed types, and then there's oxidatively dominant mixed types.
Interesting. Where do you stand, and this is kind of out of left field, but you can't talk about nutrition and eating in harmony with your metabolism without discussing alcohol intake. Mm-hmm. Where are you with alcohol intake, and is wine different than alcohol?
Now, my teaching, Carl, is to avoid alcohol completely. Alcohol is not nutrition for the body. I know about, you know, the popular dogma that people like to buy into, that, you know, some wine, especially red wine, is good for cardiovascular health. Well, you know what? I'll go along with that. And I think there's some good evidence showing that red wine is good for cardiovascular health. But is any amount of alcohol good for your liver or your kidneys or your endocrine system, especially your thyroid gland? If it's not good for the whole body, you're playing mind games with yourself. Who cares if wine is good for your cardiovascular system if you're whacking your liver and your kidneys and your thyroid gland?
Right. Because there are a lot of things that are good for your cardiovascular system that are also complementary to everything else in the body. You'll probably like this analogy. You know, I got this from one time listening to the Wizard of Oz, Dr. Oz, who was talking about sugar beet and its antioxidant value, and sugar beet is so high in sugar, and he was promoting the consumption of sugar beet because it's high in antioxidants. I said to the audience one day on the show, I said, you know, I have a funny feeling that those undigested pin oats that are in horse manure probably have some real great nutritional value, but I'm not going to tell people to go and eat the pin oats out of horse manure just because the overriding message is it's horse manure. Forget about what nutritional value is left behind in the undigested pin oats. And I think you're right. Sometimes we zero in on this one component and we throw the baby out with the bathwater. We say, well, this has this value. But we forget to recognize that if you listed all the negative things it does, that one value is not worthy of you using it.
Well, I think since you mentioned horse manure, I think that's actually a good phrase to use to describe much of what comes from Dr. Oz.
Yeah, I know. We refer to him affectionately as the Wizard of Oz on the show now. All the listeners now refer to him as the Wizard of Oz because, like the Wizard of Oz, when you peek behind the curtain, you realize he doesn't have any of the powers or knowledge that he claims to have. So there you go.
I think that's an appropriate analogy. But he is a very good salesman.
Yes. So alcohol, unquestionably, if you are truly, if your quest is truly to find the pinnacle of health for your body, alcohol's out of the question.
Yeah, alcohol is not nutrition for the body. In fact, alcohol depletes your body of nutrients. The fastest way to deplete your body of potassium is to drink alcoholic beverages. But
really?
alcohol not only depletes the body of potassium, it will deplete your body of all water-soluble nutrients to some degree. Alcohol will deplete your body of all of the B vitamins, vitamin C, all of the minerals. Alcohol really does a job on depleting the body of magnesium. And alcohol also depletes your body of fat-soluble nutrients, too. Alcohol can deplete your body to some degree of vitamin A and vitamin D and vitamin E.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it can deplete your body to some degree of both water-soluble and fat-soluble nutrients. It's well known that alcohol is dehydrating to the body, and it stresses the liver and the kidneys and the endocrine system, especially the thyroid gland. You want to slow down thyroid activity? Drink alcohol. It's well known that even one drink a week can slow down thyroid activity to the point where people who have even one drink a week and they're on a weight loss program, they will lose weight at a slower rate than people who don't drink at all. Because it's like even one alcoholic beverage can have like a hangover effect on the thyroid gland. It can take the thyroid gland several days to recover from the effects of even one drink, one beer, one glass of wine. You know, alcoholic beverages are used for their drug-like effect in
yes,
our culture. You know,
I
a lot
agree.
Of people drink alcohol to help calm themselves down or to relax after, you know, a hard, stressful day at work. Or other people actually get a lift from the alcohol; it energizes them. And you know, and a lot
I know,
of alcohol.
I know when I use alcohol, even in moderate amounts, wine, I do not sleep well. I know that I don't get good sleep because I have tinnitus, and it comes and goes based on how well I sleep. And I know that when I use alcohol, I may close my eyes for 8 hours, but I wake up in the morning and my ears are hissing or sometimes ringing. And when I don't use alcohol at all for a few days, I have to get it out of my system, that goes away completely. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come out of the other end of the break, if you want to comment on that, that'll be fine. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking more with Jim Marlowe. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in Northern Michigan.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Jim Marlowe. Jim, give your phone number out again.
773-506-7247.
If you're going round and round, you feel like you get close, but you can never zero in on what your body really needs to be optimally healthy and reach that peak physique that you're looking for, Jim could help you. There's no doubt about it.
And Carl, for people that are in Australia or other countries, and they'd like to communicate with a nutrition and health counselor who really knows their stuff, there's someone that I'd like to recommend. He's actually a friend and colleague of mine. He does all the high-tech stuff like Skype, and I'm a low-tech guy. I'm talking to you on a good old-fashioned corded landline. I don't have a cell phone. I don't want
to. No wonder
a cell
phone. You sound so clear.
But anyway, my friend and colleague has actually trained with me, and he does metabolic typing and teaches people basically the same type of nutrition plans that I teach people. His name is Michael McAvoy, and he's based in Santa Cruz, California. And if anybody in Australia or Europe or South America or anywhere else would like to work with a nutrition and health counselor through Skype, I guarantee you will be in good hands. Michael really knows his stuff. Michael is also a highly accomplished yoga practitioner. He's been a yoga instructor for years.
Cool.
But anyway, you can reach him at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, of course, Michael@metabolichealing.com. Michael@metabolichealing.com.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Did you want to comment before I go on to a question that we got from a listener about the comment that I made? When I drink wine before bed, it disrupts my sleep. Is that a common thing that people don't? A lot of people drink wine, and doctors have even told people, have a glass of wine, it'll relax you and help you sleep. Which,
yeah, well, that they make that recommendation because they're probably doing the same thing themselves. You know, so if it works for them, you know, that's...
But you don't sleep. You know, I think people are under the assumption that if you close your eyes for 8 hours, you're sleeping properly.
Well, as far as you experiencing the tinnitus when you do have some alcoholic beverage, I think that's an indication that it's messing with your blood sugar levels, Carl.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I know what's good for me and what's not, and it's just a matter of adhering to it. Okay, Ricky Hicks Pack sent me a message just now, which really, when I read it, I thought, I've got to read this on the air.
Okay.
He said, I'm listening to the Jim Marlowe interview, and it sounds like craving predicts type. This seems off, though. Aren't people who are on the blood sugar roller coaster eating in unhealthy ways that cause them to crave that which hurts them, like quick digesting carbs and or alcohol? In short, does craving predict metabolism type?
No, not in a reliable way. That can be used as a tool to help identify whether someone's in protein mixed or carbotype metabolism, but all the metabolic types can wind up craving sugar in some form if they're not giving their body enough of what it really needs. For instance, if a carbotype is not eating enough, you know, high quality vegetable and fruit nutrition, they can wind up craving sugar, like, you know, cookies, candy, cake. If a protein type is not eating enough high quality protein of the right kind, and not eating enough high quality fat, and not getting enough purines in their meats that we talked about in the last show, a protein type can wind up craving sugar in some form, or refined carbohydrates of some kind, like an alcoholic craves a drink. The difference between a carbotype sugar craving and a protein type sugar craving, if there's a box of cookies on a table and a carbotype and a protein type walk into the room and they're both craving sugar, the carbotype can typically satisfy their sugar craving with one or two cookies and walk away from the rest of the box. If the protein type has one of those cookies, it doesn't satisfy the craving at all. It only stimulates their desire to want to have the whole box of cookies.
Oh,
and they will. God. They will eat the whole box of cookies.
I'm a protein type for sure.
Oh, God. Now, with a mixed type, you know, it can go either way, you know, depending on specifically where they are on the spectrum of possibilities in mixed type metabolism. If they're leaning more toward protein type, they can have a experience that's similar to the protein type experience of having one cookie and then wanting to eat the whole box. Or they could have more of the carbotype experience where they satisfy their sugar craving with, you know, a couple cookies. So, you know, mixed types will identify with many of the carbotype or protein type characteristics to some degree. It's typically not as intensely though as a true protein type or a true carbotype will identify with those unique characteristics that apply to those people.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so we need to kind of summarize a little bit now. We're coming towards the end of the interview. We did, this is a three-part series. For those of you who are just tuning in now for the first time, you can go back in the Superhuman Radio archive, and there you will find the other two episodes that you'll want to refresh yourself with. They are titled The Spectrum of Possibilities for Human Metabolism, Part 1, which was protein type, Part 2, which was carbohydrate type, and then today we did mixed type metabolism, protein and carb types. In summary, to pull this all together, you will thrive and feel the best when you're eating in harmony with your metabolism.
Yes.
But finding out there is no litmus test. Unfortunately, we can't do a, you know, take a Lancet, take a drop of blood and go, oh, you're carbohydrate or protein type. This is going to have to be discovered by you being in tune with your body, which is easier said than done, isn't it?
Well, you know, most people in our culture, you know, if they're past the age of 30 especially, they've tried a lot of different, or at least several different eating strategies. And if you do better with more vegetarian type meals where you're getting most of your calories from plant foods and you're getting a minimal amount of calories from animal foods, and you're feeling good, you're feeling completely satisfied with what you're eating, you don't have any cravings, and your health is on an upswing, or you're at least maintaining a good level of health for yourself, you're almost certainly a carbotype, maybe possibly a mixed type leaning toward a carbotype, but if you do well with vegetarian type meals or meals that lean toward vegetarian eating, you really have to be in carbotype metabolism to do well with that. And so, you know, if someone has experience with following more of a dietary strategy that leans more toward vegetarian eating and they did well with it, trust that and go with it. You very likely are in carbotype metabolism. And so what that means, practically speaking, is that really at every meal, you should start the meal with high quality, fresh, organic, raw vegetable, and or fruit nutrition. If you're in carbotype metabolism, starting as many meals as possible with fresh organic vegetable juice will be a powerful way to build your health or maintain a high level of health. drinking some freshly squeezed orange juice to start your day for breakfast is most beneficial by far for carbotypes. Carbotypes are people that have a casual relationship with food. Typically, skipping a meal is not a big deal. And carbotypes need to eat high-quality vegetable and/or fruit nutrition at each meal to restore their energy, to avoid sugar cravings, and to be healthy. For protein types have an intense relationship with food. They think about food a lot because they don't do well if they go too long without eating. Protein types love to eat. They tend to eat too fast. Skipping a meal is almost always a big deal for them. If a protein type skips a meal, it knocks them off balance.
Yeah, you feel, I feel, when I know that I have to miss a meal, I actually get riddled with angst, like, oh man, okay, you know, what am I going to do? What am I doing to my body? I don't want to miss this meal, and it does. It does.
And protein types need to eat high quality animal protein, animal fat at every meal to completely restore their energy and satisfy their appetite and to be healthy. You know, so, for carbotypes, plant foods are of primary importance. Animal foods are only, at best, of secondary value. For protein types, animal foods are of primary importance. Plant foods are only of secondary value for them. And if you're a mixed type, plant foods and animal foods are of equal value for you as a starting point. And if you suspect that you're a mixed type, then eat as many meals as you can based on a salad with some protein, or like I mentioned before, chicken vegetable soup, or meat stews, beef stew, lamb, something like chili, but no beans in the chili because the starchy carbs will mess things up.
Right.
But, you know, I forgot to mention before also another very common meal idea that a lot of people feel good with, and of course people with mixed type metabolism will feel good with a meal where you have some protein, vegetables, and then a starch, okay? But always eat the food that has the highest concentration of carbohydrates last. Eat that at the end of your meal, like dessert, okay? The order in which you eat your foods is very important. So when a mixed type is sitting down to, let's say they're sitting down to some chicken breast, but also some dark meat on their plate, and they have a nice selection of vegetables. They have some broccoli and cauliflower, and they have some bell pepper and some tomato and some onion and some celery, and they eat that first. That's their main entree food, and then they should have some higher carbohydrate food like dessert, like having a potato, a baked potato, or a sweet potato,
right,
or having some peas and carrots at the end of the meal, or even having some fruit for dessert, you know, in the European style, having like a freshly made fruit cocktail. You have that for dessert. You have your higher carbohydrate foods after you have your primary protein and after you have lower carbohydrate, mostly above ground vegetables. That's a very important point.
Right.
That actually helps your body to have an easier time cultivating healthy, more stable blood sugar levels. When people are eating more in harmony with their metabolism, it really does help to make it easier for the body to have relatively healthy and stable blood sugar levels so that your blood sugar levels don't fluctuate too much. You know, blood sugar is a fuel that every cell in the body can burn for energy, but it's really the only fuel that the brain cells, the nerve cells, the immune cells, and the red blood cells, you know, it's really the only fuel for those cells, especially the red blood cells. Red blood cells can't burn any other fuel for energy.
I want to ask you, I'm going to go a little bit over with this particular interview because there's one question that's sitting on me right now that I have to ask. We've talked about the relationship of, like, protein types, more winter-type people because clearly, in the colder climates, the access to some of these carbohydrate choices just was not available.
That's right.
Do people change throughout the season the type of metabolism that they prefer?
Well, a true protein type is someone who is stuck in protein type metabolism for various reasons. For, you know, it's like a true protein type is someone who's in protein-type metabolism in the spring, the summer, the fall, as well as the winter. A true carbotype is someone who's in carbotype metabolism, you know, in the winter and fall and spring, as well as the summer. Now, for mixed types, their specific nutritional needs can be affected by the season. For instance, let's say someone is a classic mixed type, right in the middle of the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. Well, in colder weather typically will increase their need for more fat and more protein, but especially more fat, because the colder the weather gets, the more the body has to burn fat to help maintain the appropriate body temperature, like 98 to 99 degrees. Our body temperature comes from overall metabolism, but most specifically from fat metabolism. We get most of our body heat from fat metabolism, more so than from protein and carbohydrate metabolism, but that contributes to the body heat as well. So no matter what your metabolic type is, if it's 0 degrees outside, you're going to need some more fat. Now, a protein type can need a lot more fat. A mixed type is significantly more fat, and a carbo type maybe just a little more fat. But as the weather gets warmer, in fact, in really hot weather, if it's like 100 degrees, no matter what your metabolic type is, you're going to need less fats and oils. You're going to want to cut that down because your body isn't going to need as much dietary fat and oil for maintaining metabolic activities. And so for a protein type in really hot weather, they might want to eat leaner meats. In fact, it would most likely be very beneficial for them to eat leaner meats and to cut down on the butter and to cut down on additional oils on their food and to do more protein type appropriate vegetables. There are half a dozen vegetables that are of special value for a protein type because they're very low in carbs and they're higher in purines. It's mushrooms, celery, spinach, cauliflower, asparagus, and string beans. I think I mentioned those.
Good to mention them again. You know.
But a protein type might want to do more of those vegetables and also increase their intake of some small amounts of protein type appropriate fruit, like a little bit of apple, a little bit of pear. At the end of the meal, it's like a dessert, you know, for a protein type, enough apple or pear actually could be one mouthful, just a bite, you know, a slice is all. But in really hot weather, a mixed type will probably have a mixed type will have an increased need for carbohydrates and will typically do better if they cut down on the amount of animal protein and animal fat that they're consuming and eat more in the way of vegetable nutrition and more fruit nutrition. And a carbotype in hot weather might feel like all they want to eat is consume, I'll use the more general word, because a carbotype may only want to do freshly made vegetable juices, maybe some freshly squeezed organic orange juice, and salads, and maybe just a little bit in the way of like yogurt or kefir or some cottage cheese or cheese, or maybe a raw egg fruit smoothie where you take a raw egg and you blend that with a banana and some strawberry, and they're going to need that egg nutrition or the milk, yogurt, kefir, cheese, or cottage cheese nutrition. They're going to need some protein and fat.
Yeah.
But in very hot weather, a true carbotype isn't going to need very much animal protein and animal fat, and they'll feel really good on fresh organic vegetable juices and salads and fruits, maybe a little bit of soaked nuts and seeds, soaked almonds, maybe some sunflower seeds, some pumpkin seeds, a little bit of that. That's all really good carbotype nutrition.
Very cool. Okay, give your number out one last time as we close the book on the three-part series,
And hopefully people will go download all three parts. Go ahead, tell your number again.
773-506-7247.
And your email address for those who live far away?
riffandtheremedy@gmail.com. RIFFANDTHERE-MEDY. riffandtheremedy@gmail.com.
Jim Marlowe, it's been a pleasure, and we will have you back. You and I will work on some other topics to have you back on the show here real soon, okay?
Well, thank you, Carl. Thank you for inviting me on your show and for allowing me the opportunity to share with your listeners what I've learned about real nutrition.
There you go. I appreciate it. Take care, Jim.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi. So there you have it. Thanks to Jim Marlowe for coming on the show today. Also, thanks to Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the new melatonin patch. Check it out. Get 50% off. They're already ridiculously low, low price. And try all the AgeForce products. Don't forget, the new testosterone booster has been reformulated to include D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenedione. We'll see everybody tomorrow with another important episode of Superhuman Radio.